Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is, What Do You Really Want for Christmas?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. When I was a child, Santa Claus was the one who collected my wish list for Christmas and brought it to the Christ child, who is the one who brings the Christmas presents here in Germany. I knew that the Christ child did not bring all the presents that I would have liked to have, hence I had to make decisions. What do I really want for Christmas? Is it this book or that Barbie doll? Should I ask for a cat, or knowing that there would be no cat under the Christmas tree, asking for something else? Or the advertisement offered so many wonderful things. Hence, I had to think and to reflect. What do I really want? What is the most important wish? What would be the gift that would make me most happy at Christmas and beyond? The days before Santa Claus, it was quite difficult to make decisions. This would be nice. Oh no, that would be nice. Or better yet, this? In a way, I was in the same situation as the people in our Gospel of today. They don't know what they really want, deep down in their hearts. If the one plays the flute, they don't want to dance. But the opposite is not right either. So what do they want? How do they want to hear the good news? As a joyful message of life in abundance, or as a challenge in a difficult world? Do they want to fast, or do they want to eat and drink? And sometimes it's the same for me today. I want to be the church, an institution which brings the good news of life in abundance and salvation for everybody, to all the people. My wish is that the church is open-minded, poor, extremely close to Jesus and in his footsteps. I then think that the institution should spend less money for all the departments in the Vicariate General and all the employees there. And on the other hand, I'm indignant when I hear that a diocese is no longer willing to invest in a certain department. When I get to know that they want to cut down special jobs or departments and tasks, and everything is to be changed in a way I can't imagine. Am I then not exactly like the people on the marketplace? I want the church to save money, focus on the gospel and follow Jesus. But when she does it or wants to do it, I don't think it's okay to do it in that way. I think I am then exactly like 35 years ago when I had to decide what to write on my wish list for Christmas. And I'm convinced that the same process could be beneficial for me today. Sit down, think and reflect. What do I really want? What do we as church really want? Do we want to dance or to mourn? We can trust that the gospel will prevail either way if we make only one decision. But that decision will help us to be open to Jesus, who wants to come and who wants to be with us and who wants to offer us life in abundance. We just have to know. What does life in abundance mean for us today in our world? And we have to find that out and to stay with this decision. Santa Claus is now over. The wish list for Christmas should already be written. So now, there's enough time to think about what I wish for deep in my heart from Jesus and what is my most important aspect of the gospel. And if I have found that, then I can sit down, relax, lean back, and wait for Christmas. The Christ child will come. It might bring a present, but I am convinced that the Christ child, that Jesus Christ himself, is coming to bring the salvation for everybody in the whole world, just if we let him to do so.